It is May 3rd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast includes commentaries from our hits and takes section of JLN, a video from the JLN Industry Leader Series from Boca 2022, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC announced plans to nearly double the size of its crypto assets and cyber unit responsible for protecting investors in the crypto markets and from cyber-related crimes. The unit will be renamed as the Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit. It was formerly the Cyber Unit in the Division of Enforcement. The headcount is expected to jump 20 to 50 positions. Somehow, I feel if this unit was 500 strong, it still would not be enough. Deutsche Börse has announced it has agreed to provide data from the CME Group via its A7 analytics platform. Traders will be able to test their strategies against data from both exchange groups via the A7 platform. The OCC reported its April 2022 total volume was the highest on record of 9.4% year-on-year. The average daily volume in April was 41.8 million contracts, up 4.2% compared to the year-to-date average daily volume through April 2021. FIA Tech announced today that Gilly Gazette has joined the technology provider as head of product in a newly created role. Gilly joins FIA Tech from Citigroup, where she was director of FX Prime Brokerage Strategy. CME Group is going to launch options on micro WTI crude oil futures on June 6, 2022, pending regulatory approval. The micro WTI crude oil futures are approaching 20 million contracts traded, the exchange said in its press release, noting that 40% of the volume came from outside the U.S. Trayport, a TMX company, is holding a webinar titled Environmental Strategies and the Rise of Voluntary Carbon Markets on Tuesday, May 10th at 3 p.m. BST, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. It will be moderated by IncubEx's Jim Kroof with panelists Stephanie Harris of 3 Degrees Carbon Markets and Nathan Clark of IncubEx. It will be a 45-minute session with time for questions at the end. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to sign up. I have two more radiation treatments to go, and then I'm done with this phase of my prostate cancer treatments. I still have 14 months of hormone treatments, which will challenge my energy levels and physical strength, but I'm sure I can tackle this part of the challenge, assuming we ever get spring weather to arrive in Chicago, and I can get outside more. Riding a stationary bicycle only goes so far, so to speak. Aventis continues to be a presence in the crypto field. The company director of regulatory affairs and digital assets, Mike Castiglione, was appointed chair of the Association for Digital Asset Markets, or ADAM, new national security working group. The working group was created to be a bridge between the public and private sectors. Castiglione, by the way, is also a former CIA officer. See the story under cybersecurity, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video. John Davidson on OCC's technology changes, options education, and the challenges of continuing options growth. John Davidson is CEO of the OCC, a position he has held since December of 2018. He spoke with John Lothian at the FIA Boca 2022 conference about how the OCC has handled the remarkable growth in options trading volume and the recent increase in retail option participation, and how it continues to educate potential option traders. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have the spread. Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's option news highlights, including the Tesla stock plummets after Musk Twitter takeover, the CME Group to launch aluminum options contract, IDX held in London. This week's Term of the Week, presented by Euronext Knowledge Center, is intrinsic value of cash-settled options. You can watch that all on johnlothiannews.com. We have an advertisement from FIA. FIA's International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving cleared derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can sign up with a click in today's newsletter. Here's a press release from Cboe Global Markets. Cboe Global Markets completes acquisition of ErisX, entering digital asset market. Ownership of ErisX provides Cboe with entry to digital asset spot and derivatives markets, including clearing and settlement, opportunity to build comprehensive digital asset market data offering, create indices, and explore further derivative products, network of industry partners, intermediaries, and market participants of all types, expected to contribute to ongoing development of client-driven solutions to increase adoption of digital assets and further mature the market. Cboe Global Markets, Inc., a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, today announced it has completed the acquisition of Aris Digital Holdings, LLC, ErisX, an operator of U.S.-based digital asset spot market, a regulated futures exchange, and a regulated clearinghouse. Ownership of ErisX allows Cboe to enter the digital asset spot and derivatives marketplaces through a digital-first platform developed with industry partners to focus on robust regulatory compliance, data, and transparency. My comments. Congratulations to Cboe on closing the deal. This is a good deal for Cboe. They get a bunch of crypto assets and one wild asset, Jessica Darmani. Here's a story from Forbes. How to become rich as a business owner. Business owners are in a unique position to build their wealth. As a business owner, you can build your wealth through your business. You have more control over the money you bring in, the profit you create in your business, and what to do with that profit. Knowing how to become rich as a business owner is a critical knowledge. Now they publish this, I say. Where was this 20 years ago when I needed it? Here's a story from CBS News. Putin's war creates schism in Russian Orthodox Church. Last weekend, at a special midnight service in a packed church in Udine in northeast Italy, a priest led his flock of Ukrainian, Russian, and Eastern European immigrants through their usual Orthodox Easter traditions. But recently, he's also accompanying them on a much less familiar path sparked by the war in Ukraine. In March, this parish decided to split from its mother church in Moscow, joining instead the Istanbul-based Orthodox Church, whose leader has criticized the war, in stark contrast from the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. My comment, add holy war and schism to the list of issues impacting the world. Here's a story from Fortune. Extremely risky and inherently predatory. Wikipedia organization decides to stop accepting crypto donations. The organization that runs Wikipedia has decided to stop accepting donations in cryptocurrency form for reasons ranging from crypto's environmental impact to reputational damage for the Open Source Encyclopedia Project. The decision to shutter the Wikipedia Foundation's BitPay account announced Sunday stemmed from a proposal made at the start of the year by longstanding Wikipedia editor Molly White. Over 70% of those voting backed the move. My comment, MarketsWiki only takes US dollars, which are extremely risky, but not predatory. Here's a story from Reuters. Google makes $100,000 worth of tech training free to every U.S. business. Alphabet Inc.'s Google will provide any U.S. business over $100,000 worth of online courses in data analytics, design, and other tech skills for their workers free of charge, the search company said on Monday. The offer marks a big expansion of Google's Career Certificates, a program the company launched in 2018 to help people globally boost their resumes by learning new tools at their own pace. Over 70,000 people in the United States and 205,000 people globally have earned at least one certificate, and 75% receive a benefit such as a new job or higher pay within 6 months, according to Google. This is a must-do. You don't get a $100,000 gift every day. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the New Yorkers, the plan to make Michigan the next space state, which it turns out is about Tom Baldwin, the former CBOT bond and commodities trader who was known for trading $2 billion worth of bonds in a single day. Second was the Washington Post, hacking Russia was off limits. The Ukraine war made it a free-for-all. Third was Wall Street reluctantly embraces crypto, from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, facing a wheat crisis, countries race to remake an entire market on the fly. With war in Ukraine upending global grain trade, other countries scramble to fill the gap in supplies. But soaring prices threaten to worsen food insecurity in poor regions. The war in Ukraine was barely a month old when Augusto Bassanini, chief executive of United Grain Corp, received an unusual signal from the global wheat market. The Washington-based grain exporter, owned by Japanese trading company Mitsui, normally routes its product across the Pacific Ocean to Asia. In March, though, an Egyptian importer that hadn't done business with United in 2 decades booked 60,000 tons of wheat to be shipped from the port of Vancouver in Washington through the Panama Canal and across the Atlantic Ocean, thousands of miles farther than Egypt's principal grain suppliers, Ukraine and Russia, and at far higher cost. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. SEC to hire more crypto cops to fight digital frauds. Agency to add 20 staffers to help tighten scrutiny of unregulated $1.7 trillion cryptocurrency market. The Securities and Exchange Commission will boost the size of its special unit devoted to investigating cryptocurrency frauds and other misconduct, a move that follows the agency's aggressive push to get the unregulated industry to come under federal supervision. The SEC said it plans to add 20 investigators and litigators to its crypto assets and cyber unit, which was created in September 2017 when regulators noticed a surge of new digital coins sold to the public. The commission has positioned itself as the chief government bulwark against fraud in the $1.7 trillion market, which so far has sidestepped most federal consumer and investor protection rules. And then finally, a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Citi acknowledges trading error after flash fall in some European shares. Swedish stocks were especially hard hit during sudden plunge on Monday. Citigroup acknowledged an error by one of its traders on Monday, hours after some European stocks were hit by a short sudden tumble. Nordic stocks were particularly hard hit, with Sweden's benchmark OMX 30 tumbling as much as 7.9% before recovering to close 1.9% lower. Overall, the regional Europe Stock 600 index fled as much as 3% before trimming its losses to trade down 1.5%. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.